फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 वर्स 4 नान्यताते किल गुरो घटेत करुणात्मना यस्त आसीत आसस्ते नस वृत्या सवै वणिक. ट्रांसलेशन. अदरवाइज ओ माय लॉर्ड सुप्रीम इंस्ट्रक्टर द एंटायर वर्ल्ड यू आर सो काइंड टू योर डिवोटी that you could not induce them to do something unbeneficial for him. On the other hand, one who desires some material benefit in exchange for devotional service cannot be your pure devotee. Indeed, he is no better than a merchant who wants profit in exchange for service. Otherwise, O my Lord, O Supreme Instructor of the entire world,
you are so kind to your devotee that you could not induce him to do something unbeneficial for him.
On the other hand, one who desires some material benefit in exchange for devotional service cannot be your pure devotee. Indeed, he is no better than a merchant who wants profit in exchange for service. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. It is sometimes found that one comes to a devotee or a temple of the Lord just to get some material benefit. Such a person described here is a mercantile man. Bhagavad Gita speaks of Ardha Jignyasa Ardhaji. The word Artha refers to one who is physically distressed. Ardhardi refers to one who is in need of wealth. Such persons are forced to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for mitigation of their distress or to get some money by the benediction of the Lord. They have been described as Sukruti, pious, because in their distress or need for money, they have approached the Supreme Lord. Unless one is pious, one cannot approach Krishna, the Supreme Lord. However, although a pious man may receive some material benefit, one who is concerned with material benefit cannot be a pure devotee. When a pure devotee receives material opulence, this is not because of his pious activity, but for the service of the Lord. When one engages in devotional service, one is automatically pious. Therefore, a pure devotee is anyabhilashita sunyam, has no desire for material profit. Nor does the Lord induce him to try to profit materially. When a devotee needs something, the Supreme Personality of God supplies it. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Sometimes materialists go to a temple to offer flowers and fruit to the Lord, because they have learned from Bhagavad Gita that if a devotee offers some flowers and fruits, the Lord accepts them. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, patram pushpam palantoyam yome bhakta prayasati tadaham bhakti upahurtam asnami pretatmanah. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. So the man with mercantile mentality thinks that he can get some material benefit like large amount of money simply by offering a little fruit and flower. This is good business. Such persons are not accepted as pure devotees, because their desires are not purified. They are still mercantile men. Even though they may go to the temple to make a show of being devotees, sarvapadi vinutmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. Only when one is fully freed from material desires can one be purified. And only in the purified state can one serve the Lord. Rishikena Rishiketate Varam Bhaktir Uchate. This is the pure devotional platform. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Kalaka ಶುರುಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಾದದಾತಿ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ. ಈ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತರಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ನ್ಯಾರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಟು ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಟುಡೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಓ ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ was supreme instructor of the entire world. So whenever somebody is instructing, if he is not instructing the same as the Supreme Lord, it may not give us the ultimate benefit or the complete benefit. The parents are our well-wishers, the instructors of some things, the leaders of the world, the teachers of the world, they instruct, and we consider them as our well-wisher. So only the Supreme Lord and his devotees. The devotees don't instruct anything separate from the Lord. Devotee has clear understanding that he can never have any ideas better than the Lord. Is that, can anyone have better ideas than the Lord? Is it possible? We don't understand what is good for us. It's a fact. The Lord knows our well-being better than ourselves. That's why whenever you want your well-being or you being a guardian of somebody, you want their well-being, first of all, if you don't know your well-being, how are you going to know the well-being of others? If you are not happy, how are you going to tell the other man how to be happy? Not possible. That's why in this world, which is called conditional existence, we are not at all enlightened in this world. We are not enlightened. How can you say that I am a PhD, I am a foreign veteran graduate, how can you say I am not enlightened? Because whatever a person speaks, that will be judged with. What Krishna is saying, that's how you recognize the Guru. Everybody, sometime in life, he wants a guru. So how do you recognize a guru? Because he is very fluent in language, he is a nice singer, he is a charismatic person, or he is affectionate to you, he gives you nice things. In the material world, people like, in the material world, I gratify your senses, you think I am your good friend. If I don't gratify your thing, no, he's not my friend. So generally, we are all conditioned, that means we are all materialists. We all want gratification. So so-called sadhus can attract you by giving you some socks, by giving you some, talking very strictly to you, ah, Maharaj is very nice. Or he'll give you some gulab jamun or siva. Then you are a sense gratifier and you are saying that maybe this guy is, he knows my heart. Heart of sense gratification, you know. So, that's not the thing. So, a genuine guru is soft as a rose, is hard as a bolt. He is soft as a rose because he is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is very forgiving. Vaishnava is very tolerating. Vaishnava is very friendly. Vaishnava is very simple. Vaishnava, he appreciates others. Naturally, a Vaishnava is soft as a rose. Because he is without ego. He has no ego. So he wants to see people for what they are, not with his colored glasses. So that's why a Vaishnava is soft as a rose. A Vaishnava is hard as a thunderbolt, because we are all averse to Krishna, all of us, otherwise why we are here. We want to grab what belongs to Krishna. We want to enjoy what belongs to Krishna. Yesterday in Gudur, Atula Krishna Prabhu was giving class. We can learn so much from Hanuman and Bharat. Hanuman was working very hard, always ready to work. But for whose pleasure? For his satisfaction, for his joy? Or he is trying to execute the mission of the Lord? Ram's work, building Setu, bringing Sita back, organizing all the monkeys together, and then using good intelligence, what will Kshatriya, what will help to achieve the mission of Lord Ram? How the Lord's mission can be made victorious? Hanuman. And what Bharat was doing? Bharat, no, Dasarath gave the kingdom, Dasarath gave the kingdom, because Dasarath's wife, she demanded that the kingdom be for her son. All the Bharat was the eldest, Ram was the eldest, generally by hierarchy, by law, it goes to the eldest son. But Kaikeyi demanded, and Dasarath was bound because he promised to give a boon. And he said, all right, take the boon. So you, Hare Krishna, kindly everybody greet Srinivasyam by calling out Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Where are others? Only one?
Yes.
You said you are coming in a car with five.
Two rather. Three.
I saw an invitation to Radha Yatras.
22, 23 and 25.
I got some two cards, on which my name was also printed. It's kind of you always, you come to Take part in Radha Yatra. With all your activities and your busy life. Because you want to be a friend of Vaishnavas, is that right? Let me stretch myself. Let me go out of the way. So we are talking about Bharat. Hanuman, we said, and Bharat. Dasarath gave him the kingdom, and mother gave him the blessings, and the priests were bound by the orders of Dasarath. So the priests were also, and Ram is Pitruvakya Palak. So now residents, citizens of Ayodhya, they understood that there's no way to turn Ram back from his decision to go into the forest. He's not going to. That means the citizens' blessings were also there. But Bharat, he rejected all that. He did not accept. Because he want to serve Ram. It is legitimate that he can rule, but he did not. That means he wanted to serve the Lord. Similarly, Hanuman wanted to work for the Lord. So, devotees, that is their mood. They don't want to enjoy anything for themselves. Actually, it may look that devotees are not intelligent, what they can enjoy, why they don't want to enjoy, because they know their ultimate good, they know their real good. So everything belongs to the Lord, and I am a servant of the Lord, and that is the safest position. Generally in this world people compete to be Lord and Master. But in the Vaishnavism, where people understand God, like you decide for yourself. You want to be independent, you want to rely on your mind, and you know what is good for you, or you want to take shelter of the Lord. Where is the comparison? Before the Lord, what is our ability, what is our understanding, and what do we know, what is good for us? Let's say in the material world, the leaders are there, the parents are there, the teachers are there, and they think they can guide their subordinates, their dependents, but because they themselves don't know what is good for them, that's why they miserably fail in their mission to make their subordinates happy. So the point we are making is, the Lord is the supreme instructor for the entire world. So anyone who wants to take up a leadership role must carefully take instruction from the Lord and his devotees. So that means the parents have to be devotees, the teachers have to be devotees, the leaders have to be devotees. Then the parents can really benefit. Or the leaders can really benefit. Why people have parents? Why although there is government, although there are professors, why no one is at peace? Why no one is happy? Why everybody has fear and tension? Why there are so many troubles in the world? because out of our ego or out of our ignorance, we ignored recognizing the Lord and His instructions. So here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, you are so kind to your devotee that you could not induce him to do something unbeneficial for him. As we were telling before, when we are in bondage, when we are in ignorance, that means when we are in bodily concept, naturally what pleases the body, we think it is good for us. But if you become a devotee, so people think devotees have made lot of sacrifice. Why he did not marry, why he left his job, why he abandoned his properties. It is very puzzling to the non-devotee. How can they sacrifice things? But because they don't understand that instead of depending on these fallible things, if you depend on the infallible Lord. One time I asked Giriraj Maharaj, suppose we have some intelligence and some ability or some mystic power and you become a devotee. And I asked him, if somebody has intelligence or mystic power, can he use it in Krishna's service? Giriraj Maharaj said, you give up all your mystic powers and ability, your little mystic power, it may not work everywhere. You just leave everything and depend on Krishna, and then Krishna can, from time to time, from place to place, from person to person, he knows what to happen. He can do many things. But if you only believe in your mystic power, it may not be working everywhere. So it's a very good answer. Don't be proud or don't rely on little abilities you have which are more than others. So just give it up. Something unbeneficial to him, like very apt example, all the parts of the body, they work for the stomach. All the parts of the body, they work for the stomach. And it may look like they are not directly enjoying, the hands are not directly enjoying, the legs are not directly enjoying. But actually, if you see the process, by feeding the stomach, your body is growing. By feeding the stomach, your body is active. So all these are not directly enjoying by working for the stomach, because the hands and feet are extensions of the body. You take care of the stomach and the body is maintained. So in a similar way, it looks like if I offer everything to Krishna, actually in Bhagavatam there is a sloka. It says, if you hold back something, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita also about sannyasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Raghunath Das Goswami, if you depend on anything else other than Krishna, you will be neglected by Krishna. If you depend on anything other than Krishna, all right, Krishna says, okay, if that is your intelligence, you will do. So, that way it is single-minded. A devotee may have many things, a devotee may not have nothing, he may not have anything. But the devotee is not worried. There are plenty of examples in the scriptures, in the lives of the devotees. There was one such completely dependent sadhu. It's a story. Completely dependent sadhu. He had about 30-40 people staying in the ashram and simply, strictly follows the scriptures, and all day he maintains the qualities of a devotee, he renders service, and he absorbs himself in the katha, and the ashram was going on. One time, it so happened, generally when we are 10 people, the Lord provides enough for 50 people. Generally it goes on, because we are all small devotees. Krishna doesn't want to see our exit. So, for small devotees, Krishna beforehand in advance, all right, just to create faith in him. But if an advanced devotee, so others watch you, and also Krishna is testing you, how you are confident that I am not the caretaker, I am not the doer, Krishna is the doer. So this guy was so surrendered like that, this sadhu. There were 40 people, their kitchen storeroom was empty. Naturally the store manager will go and tell the authority, for tomorrow's morning there is no ration. Then Swami said, all right, there is many hours before tomorrow. Okay. All right, many hours are gone by, night over, daytime we again, he has to cook. Have to start cooking at kitchen department. They said 9 o'clock we have to serve prasadam and nothing is there to cook. And the sadhu smiled and said, okay, if the Lord wants some other arrangement, so you continue your puja and bhajan. If there is nothing to cook, you just take a little break. I said, then class is over, no prasadam. Where is prasadam? They said, you ring the bells and you all go and sit down. What is there to eat? And suddenly a car pulled up in front of the ashram, because if somebody is a rich man's mother's anniversary and he wanted to go and feed the devotees, so he brought a lot of drums of feast, and he just walked and said, Swamiji, I want to feed all the devotees in the temple. So all the devotees said, Chapa. That means our Guruji knows that this is going to happen. Huh? Yeah, generally, if you are completely dependent and the cooking not going on, like it happened with Pandavas in the forest also, nothing, 10,000 people with Durvasana, they all came. They did not panic, they just prayed to Krishna, Krishna, it is up to you. What can you do in the forest? And suddenly Krishna appeared. And then they became overflow with Durvasana. They said, no, we cannot touch one grain, let's go away. Similarly, there is another story. How actually Krishna can take care, the more you depend, this kind of things happen. I was reading on Prabhupada disciple's story. It's in Australia or Germany, and Prabhupada is making his tour. And the Prabhupada cannot just go to Germany alone, he has an itinerary. And then the American devotees called up, Prabhupada is on a tour to Australia, do you like to invite? They have given their life, although they are not so senior or so mature, but they have developed a complete faith in Prabhupada. I said, without inviting, we are getting an opportunity. The Prabhupada is passing this way. Why not? He has nothing. Then they have to pay for the ticket and they have to make arrangements and all that. Because you are so dedicated to Prabhupada. This is why we want Prabhupada to come. And then after he said, within a week's time he has to arrange three, four assistants and Prabhupada flight tickets, you know, other things. And then countdown started. I invited my Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, and he's going to come and I'm supposed to pay, because I said yes, he's only. And on the day, when Prabhupada is coming, then you know, his assistant has to pay up all this. And then he said, what can I do? Prabhupada is a pure devotee and we want his association. How can he say, I cannot invite Prabhupada again? Yeah, you are, no? And then he went to the temple room. He rented temple building, he went inside. And then he sat in the japam. And then he opened his eyes. There was somebody who left his bag. And he became curious, what is there in the bag? And a lot of money in the bag. Somebody may have forgotten, so let me wait. And then he just kept it. And nobody came. And he spent it. After the next day also nobody came. He gave it to Prabhupada. So where from the money came? Many things like that. It's a real story. So the point is, Prabhupada said, for devotees, there is no question of scarcity of money. So we preach boldly that Krishna is Lakshmipati. Krishna is Lakshmipati. He is the husband of goddess of fortune. And we are devotees of Radha and Krishna. So if there is scarcity of money, that means we are not worthy of receiving the sanction from the Lord. And we don't need this at this time. It is your desire that there should be money. But really, we don't need that money. Or we don't deserve to get that money. If we don't deserve to get that money, still you somehow or other you bring it and you may get spoiled. Yeah? So devotees are very convinced that while leaving the body, all devotees gathered, Prabhupada, he said, see, I'm a very old man when I came to your country and I don't know anybody, I don't have any resources, I came with faith in Krishna, now I am leaving, you have seen what happened during these 10 years. So if you have faith in the Krishna's name, be assured, you follow the process and your life will be glorious and you will be successful. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a statement that anybody who has faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the process given by him, that is Yuga Dharma, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, you stick to the process, you follow the process given by Prabhupada, and you see that a devotee can look back and see, you know, beyond my abilities, beyond my expectations, and things have happened many times more than what we are worthy of. Every devotee can see that. That's why it is said, devotees, they don't do anything. Wonderful. Devotees, they don't do anything materially wonderful. But because they are strictly following the process, and wonders happen around the devotees. Krishna can do anything. That's why we are preaching Bhagavad Gita. But yesterday, Atul Krishna was saying, at college program also, he was saying, simply, if you follow Bhagavad Gita, ABCD, association of the devotees, the books, read Bhagavad Gita carefully, associate, have a very associate properly with the devotees, and you chant Krishna's name, and diet, D is diet. That means you just eat what is suitable to the devotees, that is prasadam. Nothing difficult here. And you do it, and you see how your qualifications improve. You see how opportunities come, how so much happens in life. That's why devotees are confident. Prabhupada said, anybody's mission may fail, but the devotee's mission, it doesn't fail. We may think we are a minority. Krishna devotees are a minority in the world. And the whole world is materialistic, demoniac. I was reading a book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This how this Kali Yuga is the best time for devotion service. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he made his advent and he has given the Hare Krishna mantra. Anyone, everyone, irrespective of qualification, they can accept. That way, it doesn't take big budgets, or it doesn't take big plans, or it doesn't take many decades in order to reform the world or make the world a prosperous, peaceful place. In a minute, the people agree to cooperate, accept Gauranga Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna mantra. In no time. That's why devotees are confident. It looks like Kali Yuga is growing. But any time, like we went to the, on 14th evening we had a program. From SSI College. It was a big surprise. Like, you know, people rush to watch cinema or TV. We went there, we know that there will not be much response. We do our job and we come back. And then all the people, they lined up and everybody was grabbing for mala. So what is this? It's not that we did any extraordinary talk or anything. But whatever you are, you sincerely present. And then everybody, I want mala, I want all the. And then I had to send somebody back to the temple to bring more mala. So devotees are always convinced, you know, that Krishna is with us and Krishna's name with us. Even in the last minute, nothing is happening. He told, no? Atal Krishna told, Prabhupada, for 16 years in India, the beginning 2 years in America, practically no result. And then once it started happening in such a way that too many opportunities, too many devotees, and no scarcity of money. Otherwise, how in 10 years a worldwide organization could come up all over the world? So it's a proof. Lastly, I close. Prabhupada, he said, if Krishna's name is with you, anything can happen in any part of the world. Prabhupada met somebody from Mauritius, who are supposed to be from Indian origin, the Mauritius people. So Prabhupada met some Mauritius person in England. And Prabhupada said, you know, Mauritius has a cultural background, a Vedic cultural background. We should have a temple there. He just said like that. And then after a few weeks, somebody from Mauritius, he came and offered Prabhupada. Nobody went to Mauritius, just Prabhupada met a person and he told him, Mauritius has Indian culture in the past. There should be a nice Krishna center. And then within few weeks, somebody came forward to offer a big piece of land in Mauritius. That means the preaching was going on in England because Krishna is everywhere. No, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is in everyone's heart. That's how devotees do their job. It's not that we use our relatives or you, your friend. Devotees go to any new place. Devotees deal with any new people because they're actually not new. We are all part of Krishna's family. You do your job and see what Krishna has for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Lanka Mumbai.